Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Conservation Programs Manager at Memorial Park, Danny Milliken.
Well, it's a nice fall day out there, Houston. It has cooled off, hasn't it? Really wonderful. It's a great day for gardening. Of course, I think every day is a great day for gardening because I, like you, am a gardener. I got work to do in my veggie bed. I got work to do in my front landscaping, even some paths I need to kind of redo. So I'm with you. Today's going to be a great day to get out there and do that and not be too hot. This is Home Show Garden Pros. This is what we talk about. We talk about gardening. We go through that, and we really try to dig deep on stuff, give you really great answers, not just the what to sell you, what to go buy, but like, you know, what to do and why it's happening. Help you understand your lawn more, your soils more, your plants more. And we do that by kind of we've rounded up all of these amazing gardening experts from all over the city, people that run, manage, own really cool mom-and-pop garden shops, destination garden centers. And I'll tell you who they are right now. It's Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights. You got the Arborgate up in Tomball, Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Garden, the whole Enchanted family, really, bookending Richmond, Texas. Plants for All Seasons up 249 just past the Weta. Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy. Katy's premier garden shop. It's a great place. And last but definitely not least, Warren Southern Gardens in Kingwood, a beautiful spot, a really great spot. And we have Diane Bolanowski from Warren's with us. Hello, Diane.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
It's a beautiful day.
It is a beautiful day. I really, I think the city is just kind of like excited, I guess, A, for the Astros, you know, Ghostros, big game tonight, but really also for this kind of finally cool down weather.
Yeah, it's absolutely beautiful. I'm super excited to get out there today and get gardening and helping people with their projects.
You know, I like you, have worked in gardening for a long time, and it's amazing how much kind of the mind changes for the average Houstonian once we get our first cool front, and people just get so ready to get outside.
Yeah, and, you know, all of a sudden you realize there's so much to do. So, you know, we wait for these wonderful, you know, days. But today just looks absolutely beautiful, 70 degrees and sunshine. So we can't ask for any more than that.
Absolutely right. And you mentioned that there's so much to do, and it's so true. And what's great about it is, you know, gardening is one of those things that's just like it's an enjoyment. It's a hobby. It's like really fun. It's good for your brain. It's good for your body. And, you know, there's a lot of data and research suggesting maybe that it's good for your soul also. So really, really great thing that there's a lot of that to do. And we're going to explore some of those fun things. One thing that you kind of mentioned when we were having our pre-show talk was just talking about camellias. And,
yes,
you know, they're so underrated as a beautiful, steady evergreen shrub. But then you get wintertime.
Yeah, I mean, I absolutely love camellias. And I try to convince a lot of my customers because people, you know, they have their go-to plants that they're familiar with, like azaleas and hydrangeas. But camellias are really tough. They're very tough. They have low water requirements. They don't, you know, like to sit wet.
Right.
But they're very, you know, they're very forgiving, and they, you know, they're evergreen shrubs, and, you know, you've got two different kinds. You've got Sasanquas, which bloom in the fall. There's a beautiful series called October Magic, and they're about to go into bloom pretty soon. And so you have the Sasanquas that bloom fall to midwinter, and then you have the gorgeous Japonicas with the really, really showy blooms, and those start to bloom midwinter into spring. So, you know, not only do you have a really beautiful evergreen shrub, but then, you know, you're gifted with the beautiful flowers as well. So,
yeah,
very tough, good plant.
Yeah, breathtaking flowers, really. I mean, they're so big and so complicated and gorgeous. We had them at Herman Park. I still have them there at McGovern Centennial Gardens. But we had a fun time one time because we had a new gardener, and then we had white camellias, and they were over by the gate, one of the main entrances to the gardens. And, you know, the variety they were was white by the gate. And so it was like, no, white by the gate. And she's like, yeah, they're white and they're by the gate. I get it. But what are they called? It was a very, very fun gardening moment. Kind of Abbott Costello would have loved it, I'm sure.
And that actually is just a stunning camellia. That's a beautiful, beautiful camellia. So a lot of people collect them. And if you go to Louisiana, you'll see some really gorgeous, really old specimens that are just really pretty.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Diane is here for the full 2 hours. So, you know, she definitely wants to help you. And she can help you pretty much in any area of your garden. So don't hesitate to call with a question for her, 713-572-4610. And we're talking literally with the real knowledge expert who knows our area and can help you with any problem. So don't hesitate, 713-572-4610. And we're going to keep the show going after this.
Nature's Way Resources has provided rich, fertile soils, mulch, compost, and organic supplies to avid gardeners for over 20 years. Now you can grab a bag of the famous leaf mold compost, native mulch, and other organic products in your own neighborhood. Find out where by visiting natureswayresources.com, then select retail stores. natureswayresources.com, organic products for the safety of your children and pets. It's Nature's Way.
Fall gardening success begins with healthy beds. Hi, neighbors. Bob Patterson of Southwest Fertilizer. We offer both organic and synthetic soil amendments and fertilizers to fit any budget. While you're here, you can scoop up some seeds for broccoli, cabbage, kale, or pick your favorite fall vegetable from our selection of live plants. At Southwest Fertilizer, we've helped Houstonians solve lawn and garden challenges since 1955. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick, or visit us online, southwestfertilizer.com.
You can be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros can help with advice you can trust and the tools our co-op members recommend.
MicroLife, all organic biological fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Wabash, feed and garden. A little bit of the country in the heart of the city.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 713-572-4610.
Fall is here. Time to plant. Yes, time to plant. Hi, this is Beverly at the Arbor Gate. Fall is our second spring. In fact, it's better than spring. Cooler temperatures and more consistent moisture make it easier on you and the plants. With our warm soils, they can establish their roots before the heat of next summer returns. The fall garden, the vegetable garden, is our easiest and best to grow. Time to prepare and plant, whether in ground or in containers. You will find that fall is also the best time to feed. Feed with Arbor Gate Blend and a top dress of Arbor Gate Soil Complete. That is the boost your lawn, edibles, and landscape need for fall and winter. The Arbor Gate Blend and Arbor Gate Soil Complete, that famous 1-2 punch. Our complete fall schedule is online at arborgate.com or on our app. Subscribe and we will keep you informed on all events. And for all you master gardeners, most classes are eligible for CEUs. Come visit us at 15635 FM 2920 in Tomball, 1.5 miles west of State Highway 249. We'll see you soon. And now back to Diane and Danny.
713-572-4610. This is Home Show Garden Pros. Diane Bolanowski here from Kingwood. Or you're up in Kingwood right now, right?
Yes, I am.
From Warren Southern Gardens up there, living the life. I wonder how much colder it is in Kingwood than it is down here where I am in West Houston.
It's pretty chilly. I don't know. It feels about like it's about 56 degrees yesterday when we had that wind coming in. It was pretty chilly, but we're not going to complain. We're just going to enjoy the beautiful weather.
No, absolutely. I mean, I got to wear my Astros sweater. You know, it's a great day. You know,
yeah.
It's wonderful. So any big fun stuff happening up at Warren's right now?
Oh, everything. We just got in the mother load of fall plants. So this is, to me, it's like Christmas right now, all of my favorite things. So we've got mums and snapdragons and violas or Johnny jump ups, which are one of my favorites. Sweet alyssum. We've got, you know, crotons everywhere. We're starting to get in cyclamen. Mm. We had our fall festival last week and just had a great time with the community. Just a really, really fun time kicking off fall. So all of the wonderful plants, you know, Beverly was right. Fall is our better spring, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. We've, you know, got more consistent weather. Plants are super happy. So we're just excited to get out there and you know, get planting and helping customers with their fall projects. But there's a lot of great things. Bulbs have just come in. One of my favorites. I'm starting to get in some amaryllis.
Well, and
one of my favorite plants.
I for sure want to kind of dig into bulbs a little bit. To me, that's an area of conversation and a way of gardening that really can give you a lot of kind of pop and wow, really, for very little input. So, but first, yes, we have our weekly tradition. What we do this time every week is we answer one of our email questions. So there's a website, homeshowgardenpros.com, and there's a Ask a Pro button. And you click that button, you send an email, and we answer it. So we answer it, you know, via email generally, because you can send in pictures. And we love getting those pictures in. It helps explain a lot. But one lucky question gets read every week. And so you ready to answer this question?
Yes.
Okay. I sent you that picture already, so you've got that.
Yeah, I'm taking a look at it.
Okay, so Michelle writes, "Hello, I'm hoping you can help." Oh, she's, "Ooh, what is wrong with my pecan tree? It looks like branches are dead. Is this an infestation? If so, what should I do?" And just to describe the pecan a little bit, it's got like whole leaf sections that are toast and some branches that are kind of hanging down limp. It's not all dead, mostly green, but there's some big dead swaths. What do you think she's got going on there?
Yeah, sometimes it's hard to tell, you know, from pictures, but it could be two things. It could be a blight of some sort because of the way the branches are. Sometimes, you know, we'll see big swaths of branches that look like they're dying back, and it's just that, you know, there are smaller limbs that are broken in the tree. But this looks like it's a blight of some sort.
Yeah, the way that they're hanging limp like that is so interesting.
Right.
They're not going upward anymore. They're kind of hanging over limp.
Yeah.
So, I think you're right. I think she's got some sort of, you know, probably endemic disease that is in the tree. And so, you know, what's generally her best bet for recovery? Maybe something simple that she can turn around real quick and make the tree healthier generally.
Well, there's a couple of things that I like to go to. When you've got a sick plant or a sick tree, usually they need some extra nutrients. They need some extra love. One thing that you can use, we have something called sick tree therapy or treatment, and it's very rich in trace minerals and nutrients, and also green sand. And I'm a big fan of green sand, especially for plants that are struggling or, you know, sick or just, you know, getting over stress. Mm. So green sand is one of my go-tos. You can also use azomite,
So what you're talking about is a mineral improvement, adding nutrients to the soil so it's available there for the tree and the other plants. Because a lot of times, especially in like residential neighborhoods, we lose a lot of those minerals over time. They're not getting replenished by the air or by most fertilizers. So you're saying like, let's add a mineral pack. That's a great way to see a tree turn around.
Yeah, and, you know, just looking at the tree, I don't know exactly what's going on with it, but if it's going to recover, just like when we're ill, when humans are ill, we can, you know, get better. We can take antibiotics and so forth and treat the illness, but we still need a little boost getting back, you know, to normal. So,
we're not generally sending a picture into our doctor and saying, hey, what is this?
Exactly.
Yeah, and a lot of times we can help with pictures because it's something – most of the problems that are out there are pretty common. We see them all the time. But this is a great opportunity just to say that, you know, like Diane is at Warren Southern Gardens. She's a literal knowledge expert about all things, you know, Houston gardening there. And Michael's there too. You guys have a whole team of knowledge specialists there. All of our co-op members do. So bringing in a picture but also bringing in a leaf sample – and I would say at this point, Diane, what would she want to bring in? Not just the dead material, but also maybe some of the live material nearby, right?
Yes, we always say that with plants and with grass, bring in a sample, you know, of the sick branch or, if it's grass, the affected part, but also bring in, you know, some healthy tissue as well. That gives us an idea. Also, when people send pictures, when customers send pictures, I like to see the root flare of the plant. I like to see how it's planted. Sometimes that gives me a clue if the tree is planted incorrectly or too deep or, you know, so forth. So that gives us a lot more information.
And that's a really great word. And, you know, the whole goal is to help you be a better gardener. The whole goal is to improve your gardening game. And, you know, information helps so much. And, you know, the old saying, a picture says 1,000 words. Well, if you're not sending the right part of the picture, the words that are being said are kind of like they're not helpful to the problem.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for answering our, you know, weekly email question of the week. I wish we had some music. Email question of the week. So great job, Dan, on that. 713-572-4610. This is a live radio show. So our favorite way to kind of connect with you is by answering your gardening question. So that number, and we'd love to hear it. Just a reminder, if you have a gardening question, somebody else also has that question. So you're helping somebody else by giving a call too. So 713-572-4610. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
You gotta eat healthy to be healthy. True for you, true for your lawn, garden, and landscaping. Feed your plants with MicroLife fertilizers. MicroLife adds billions of beneficial soil microbes and over 100 minerals and vitamins to strengthen your plants. Adding MicroLife improves soil, reduces water use, and builds stronger root systems for your entire landscape. Your plants will love you for it. MicroLife granular and liquid fertilizers. Healthy soil, healthy plants, healthy people. Visit MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
Native plants, hardy, suited to our climate. Find them in the Heights at Buchanan's Native Plants. Devoted to Texas native plants and organic gardening for over 30 years. Perennials, annuals, herbs, vegetables, trees, shrubs, and roses, they're all waiting at Buchanan's, along with houseplants, succulents, and cacti. Plus, Buchanan's bungalow features one-of-a-kind gifts and home decor. Find your way to Buchanan's, 611 11th Street, online at buchanansplants.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Here we are, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Answer your gardening questions and just really focusing on gardening, and I love that. And we're taking calls, so 713-572-4610. That's 713-572-4610. And look who's on the phone now, John Ferguson. How's it going?
Hey, good morning, Danny. It's going great.
That is great. Hey, I'm really glad you're here. John Ferguson is the owner of Nature's Way Resources, which y'all know is one of my favorite spots. But I have a question for you. Are you ready?
Shoot, go for it.
We talk a lot about compost top dressing on this show, and I would love for you as an expert to really kind of describe what it does to the soil in the lawn, around the trees, stuff like that.
Well, first of all, it adds organic matter. Organic matter is the energy, the battery that drives all the soil biology, that prevents diseases, creates soil structure, holds water, etc. It provides nutrients. Properly made compost is full of nutrients. It's full of beneficial microbes, the microbes that prevent disease, the microbes that kill insects, the microbes that create soil structure. Our colonized plant roots are in it. So it's the biosystem for the soil, for a biome. It provides that and supercharges it. So it makes soil healthier. It insulates the soil. We get a hard freeze. It helps protect roots and the runners. In the spring, because it's dark, you know, deep chocolate brown color, it soaks up energy from the sun, so it warms the soil, so the grass greens up faster in the spring. So those are just a few of the things.
Wow, so much stuff. That's amazing. And I know that a lot of times we're choosing lawns over trees, and compost top dressing is a thing that helps both of them.
Exactly.
Awesome. Well, hey, thanks so much, John. Why don't you tell people what your website is?
Nature'sWayResources.com.
Great blog, great site, lots of information. Thanks a lot, John.
All right, have a good one.
713-572-4610. You also could get in the gardening question train. We'd love to help you answer your gardening question. Diane Bolnowski is here to do just that.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, what John said is absolutely, you know, the gospel of gardening, because it's all about the compost. It really is. It's all about the soil. We talk about that a lot, but, and that's what I'm doing this weekend. I've got to create some new beds, and the first thing I'm going to do is put down some compost.
And that is really, really wonderful. And good compost makes such a huge difference. It's amazing, actually. The difference in, you know, I started getting into gardening. Well, I kind of was born into gardening, I guess, but starting into it because of veggie beds, and veggies are highly extractive, and you see the difference with good compost versus meh compost.
Yeah, it's really important, and especially, you know, with our soil, and especially if you have clay soil, which a lot of us do, the compost really helps improve drainage. And that's really important, especially since we've been on this trend of, you know, really heavy downpours and flooding. So it's really important that the soil drains and that we add back nutrients, because through, you know, these heavy rain events, we've lost a lot out of our soil. So it's really important that we give, you know, the soil some extra love at least twice a year, I think.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's really amazing how you can get your whole performance of all your plants, veggies, lawns, trees to a new level, one you didn't maybe think was possible. Because I think a lot of us expect there to be some fading here and there and struggling of plants, and you don't have to deal with that. You know, if you can get your soil right, your roots are going to be right, and everything's going to be right. So that's a great, great word of advice, great thought. We're here to help you out with your gardening questions, 713-572-4610. And what's great is that we're not relying on your calls. We have topics lined up, and a couple things that we're going to tackle are, kind of this transition between, summer to winter that we call fall, and what a glorious gardening season it is. But what are some things, maybe struggles we should look for? We're also going to explore the topic of bulbs, which is something I want to get more into. But one of my things that I don't really like to pee people, I don't like to see people just waiting for a long time for no good reason for us to take their call. So we're going to jump right over to the phones. Is that cool with you, Diane?
Sounds good.
Okay, great. And Robert, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi, good morning. I was calling regarding St. Augustine grass. How do I get it to... I know it's on runners, and I had some patches that died, and I, you know, seeded it with Bermuda, which came up. But I want to know, how do I get my St. Augustine to spread faster?
Well, I like to use some kind of root stimulator. Usually St. Augustine is pretty vigorous. And did you put down new sod also?
New what?
Did you put down new sod this season?
No, I did not. I know that, you know, I can buy squares and put them down, and I was just wondering, is there a different way other than buying the squares and putting them down?
Usually, I like to use, you know, you can use plugs. Plugs are, they usually come in a 4-inch square, and each plug is individually rooted. And I've found I've had better luck with those, you know, spreading quicker. You can, you know, I think that you'll probably see some growth, during the fall with this new, you know, change in the weather. But different things that you can do. One, you know, you should put some compost down, but additionally, you can use some liquid seaweed or fish emulsion, or MicroLife has a great product that we use as a root stimulator called Ocean's Harvest. And you can apply that. Also, Umates would be good, but I think that you'll probably, you know, see the St. Augustine take off. We've kind of had, you know, the oppressive heat, and, you know, now that we're moving into the good weather, if you don't have anything like take all patch or brown patch and your grass is relatively healthy, I think that you should, you know, see the St. Augustine runners take off. Have you had brown patch? Is that the issue that you were?
No, not the circular kind that would indicate there's a fungus. You know, like you might have a strip that has turned brown, but then of course the runners will fill in there pretty quickly.
Robert, you mentioned you mentioned some dead spots you've got. How big dead spots do you have?
Maybe only like, 4 inches wide and maybe 2 feet long. But they're gone now. The runners are filled in.
Okay.
So
you're just,
yeah, that was just at the beginning of the season that was like that.
Okay. I St. Augustine is, to me, a wonderful grass. If you can get the soil all healthy and kind of going good, you lose thatch. It's fun to walk on because the leaves are soft. It's just if you're stemmy, then it doesn't feel comfortable. But there's a couple things you got to do. And if you don't mind just sticking with the show, we're going to take a break. But I'm going to explore with Diane kind of what I think are four main issues to get success with St. Augustine, be it fall,
okay,
be it winter, or be it spring. So is that cool with you?
Sure.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot, Robert.
Okay.
So, Diane, we're going to just explore that after the break, kind of get into these things. So one of them you touched on that's one of my favorite go-to things, and that's liquid fertilizer. So we don't have to do five things. So
yes.
Okay. So, yeah, thanks so much. 713-572-4610. Home Show Garden Pros will be right back after this break.
Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
You're listening to the Home Show Garden Pros. Gardening help you want, answers you can trust from members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens, where beauty and tranquility are waiting.
Plants for All Seasons in Northwest Houston. Come and get your green on.
Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights. We've been organic gardeners for over 30 years.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now, 713-572-4610.
Welcome back, Home Show Garden Pros, 713-572-4610. We're here on Sports Radio 610 talking gardening with the wonderful Diane Bonowski. Hey, Diane.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning to you. So we just got a call from Robert. He called the number, 713-572-4610, and asked us how to really to get his St. Augustine lawn to thrive, right? He looks like, sounds like he's kind of in a mediocre spot with it. And so, I think we can give him some great advice to have it thrive. And so I have these areas that I'd love for you to kind of chime in on, see where we are together on these. But I think you know the good information. The first one I got is mowing height with St. Augustine.
Yes. Yes. Don't, you don't want to mow it too, you don't want to keep it too short.
Right.
That's
the myth, right? Is that, you can mow St. Augustine at 2 inches or inch and a half, and really you can't keep it that short.
Right.
It's got to be like 3.5-4 inches. It's got to be pretty tall stuff. So, that's one of them. Top dressing with compost. You mentioned it on the show, but we just tell everybody what that is and how it works so well.
Yeah, compost is so incredibly important. It adds biology to the soil, helps the soil drain and absorb nutrients. Also, I like to use umates. You can use liquid umates or granular umates, and that also helps to contribute to the soil tilth and health as well.
Yeah. And one specific thing that compost top dressing does too is it adds so much life to the soil. And, it can be hard work to really cover a whole large size lawn. So there are companies that help out. I know you guys offer that service.
We do core aeration and compost top dressing.
And so that's a great way to really get your lawn to the next level. Now's a great time to do that because there still is a little bit of lawn season left. And a compost top dressing can actually extend the growth period. So that's a great thing to, check out Warren Southern Gardens webpage about because they do a great job with that. Switching fertilizers to me is always one. And you mentioned when you're talking about liquids, different ones you can use. But during the season, I rotate between MicroLife 624, their hybrid, and Humates Plus. And so, how important it is to kind of use a broad package of different fertilizers to make your lawn better.
Right. And with MicroLife, it's not, to me, I consider it a soil conditioner. It's adding, you know, wonderful things to the soil to bring the soil back in balance. And so it's not just a fertilizer. And on all of those MicroLife products, the U-Mates, the, you know, the regular 624, you can put those down everywhere. It's excellent for trees, for the lawn, for your perennial beds, for your annual beds. And that's what I really like about it also.
Yeah, I mean, and then you saying that just reminds me of how a lot of times we do this lawn care and we make our trees worse by trying to make our lawns better.
Right, yeah.
Which is so scary because the trees are so valuable. So the last,
exactly.
Yeah, the last one is watering amounts. Like, people get that wrong so often with the lawn.
Yes, and you know, especially this season, here's what I noticed, especially here in Kingwood, where most people have beautiful lawns here. They take a lot of pride in them. When we got really hot and really dry and we had that dry spell, I don't think, you know, everyone was understanding how to water correctly. You know, watering deeply. You don't have to water your grass every day. You need to make sure that when you're watering at the correct time, either early in the morning. I chose to water my lawn later in the evening, during the hotter months. But I had, you know, relatively good looking grass, and but then I had a few dry spots. You know, there's always a few spots that you, whatever system you're using, your sprinkler system, or you're just not able to water correctly. And so that's something you have to be on the lookout for. Sometimes you're just not watering correctly in an area, and that's why you're having, you know, a brownout or brown spot. And I found that after we had that heavy rain and flooding, believe it or not, my lawn just bounced back and looks fabulous right now. So that deep watering was helpful on a relatively healthy lawn.
Right. And, you know, you get too much too shallow and your roots just kind of stay there and maybe even get a little sick. And you want deep roots, right? I mean, that's the kicker.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that's
right. And I think if we had that heavy rain, and if your lawn, you know, your soil didn't drain well, then maybe you're seeing some issues crop up. But if you have good drainage and you pay attention to your soil health, I think that most of us, you know, benefited in the long run.
Absolutely. So those four tips on just kind of keeping thriving lawn: top dress with compost, don't mow too low, keep it around 3.5 inches. Use different kind of soil foods, so between microlives and liquid foods, stuff like that, and then don't overwater. That's kind of really, when it comes down to it, great four tips for good stuff. Thanks, Diane. Great word.
Thank you.
We're talking Diane Bolanowski from Warren Southern Gardens, 713-572-4610. We'd love to hear from you. And we have after this quick break, we'll get to Lee and Robert. And, yeah, this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
Love digging in the dirt, coaxing herbs and vegetables to grow? Start healthier this fall with organic fertilizers, plants, and advice from Wabash Feed and Garden. I'm Betty Hecker here, inviting you to visit a little piece of the country in the heart of the city. You'll find everything you need for fall gardening, and healthy pet foods too. Bring the kids. They'll love our barnyard critters. Wabash Feed and Garden on Shepherd, just north of 610. We're different, and that's good. WabashFeed.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
It's time to get out and work in those flower beds. Good morning, it's Mary with Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens out here in Katy, Texas. fall has finally hit us, and it's time to get out there and get into those flower beds and get them ready for some nice fall colors through the winter and get some good veggies in there. Get some expanded shale, compost, good soil, and mulch, and you'll have the perfect combination of things to make your garden grow. And to help you get those beds ready, check out our Facebook page each week for our weekly specials. Anita puts in great plants that work perfect for this time of year. And speaking of this time of year, we're getting close to spooky Halloween. So join us on Saturday, October 26th for our annual Friends and Family Night. Make sure to wear your costumes. We'll have food, fun, and, of course, great specials. That's October 26th from 5:30 to 7:30 here at Nelson Water Gardens. To get here from Houston, take I-10 West to exit number 742, Katy Fort Bend Road. Make a right, and we're half a mile up on the right. Our hours are Monday through Saturday from 9 to 5, and we're closed on Sundays through March. And now back to the Home Show Garden Pros with Diane and Danny.
713-572-4610. Diane and Danny are here, and we are talking gardening, answer your gardening questions, and we're going to keep that train rolling. So, Lee, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Oh, well, good morning. It's nice to be on the show and talking with you.
Thank you, Lee.
Good morning.
I'm up here in North Texas, and this morning it's like 40 degrees here, but I just got a sweet bay plant. I had one for years, and I love to use bay leaves in recipes, but one year it froze. It got too cold. And so I've been having trouble getting a second bush started. I bought a second one. This one looked wonderful in the store and very healthy looking. It was about 2 feet tall and had supposed to look like a good root system. You know, they don't have big roots. They have fine roots. But I got it home and wanted to water it a little bit, let it get adjusted to the sunlight I've got. Anyway, the second day it started drying out, and every time I put water on it, it just went right through it. Now, what they had it in, but there was nothing there that would hold water. It just over 2 days started drying out. It was gone.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
So, and of course, it cost me about $15. It was a beautiful plant. What I'm wanting to know is, I should probably get a little smarter and prepare a bed, knowing that that's going to happen with a sweet wet bay because of the root structure it has. So this time I'm going to go back and buy another one. I'm figuring this is one of my school of hard knocks diplomas that I can print off and put in my office. I'm have the whole thing papered with these diplomas when I get through.
Sure.
That's why I'm getting smart. So anyway, I'm going to go get another one, but I'm going to go ahead and set my hall up. I know where I want to put it. It'll be in full sun, but I've got a way I can protect it when it gets cold. I'll keep it small because they can get 10 feet by 10 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a lot of late bay leaves, I'll tell you this. More than I would ever use. You could open a company with that. But I'm going to do just what y'all were talking about with the compost and the mulch. And I do a lot of that. And I make actively aerated compost tea. And I'll be putting that in to put the inoculants and the microbes in. I'm going to get the bed ready, and I may actually just hold off a little bit until like February, but go ahead and plant some green cover. Just cover crop on it for the winter. I have some snow peas I can put in there, and they do a great job of getting roots down in and getting a lot of nitrogen in. Then I can just use them as green mulch when I turn it in, and I'll have a very wonderful place for this plant.
For sure. Well, it sounds like you got a good plan for next time. But Diane, there are some things that Lee could have done to not lose that plant in the first place. I'm thinking of soaking or something like that, maybe that he could have, steps he could have taken.
Yeah, and that's a great plant. I love that plant too, Lee. So, and they can grow to be beautiful, and of course, very useful. Anything that's edible is great. But you know, when you first purchased it, it really depended on the container size. If it's in anything, you know, 1 gallon or under, even sometimes a 3 gallon. One, if you're not going to plant it directly in the ground, if you don't have a bed prepared, you might want to transplant it into a larger pot. You could do that. And then that way you could make sure that you can deep water it and get the water and, nutrients to the root system. It just depends on the plant, but I always try, if it's a shrub or a tree, to get something at least in a 3 gallon pot that I know is somewhat established. And it also matters where you buy it from. You know, it depends on the nursery. You know, if you're buying it from a box store, you don't always know how long it's been on the lot or if it's been taken care of properly. So, you know, that part matters too. But it sounds like you've got a good handle on it, and good luck, because that's a great plant.
For sure. Great plant, and, you know, highly, highly delicious if you use them the right way. You know, people think that you can't eat those leaves, and you shouldn't, but they're not going to kill you if you do. So just,
right.
You know, let you off the hook on your fear with eating those leaves or putting them in soup for kids or whatever.
Yeah, perfect for gumbo or red beans and rice, which would be great in this weather.
Absolutely. Really, Indian food cooking, Thai food cooking, they all kind of call for it here and there. 713-572-4610. Diane Bolanowski here on Home Show Garden Pros.
Let your senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting for you. Enchanted nurseries and landscaping in Richmond. Striking display gardens, plants, shrubs, and trees accompanied by the sights and sounds of fountains, chimes, and whimsical garden art. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359. For three generations, family-owned, family-run, sharing their gardening passions, helping you find yours. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping. Discover them online at myenchanted.com. Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green.
Nature's Way resources for quality soil, mulch, and compost. The key to healthy gardens, flowers, and lawns. Mike Ball Irrigation Landscaping and Lighting. Putting the wow back in your yard.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 713-572-4610.
As it gets lovely again, this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Love to hear from you, 713-572-4610. But as it gets lovely outside and we are getting back out there, we got work to do. A lot of us have waited till the heat died down to start our fall gardening, but it's mid-October. You know, so I'm inviting you to think about how to make this all easier for you and go into Lansdowne Moody, checking out some of the amazing hand tools they've got will help you clean up, power wash, trim, shape, saw, all that stuff so much easier. I switched from a line trimmer that was kind of a junky line trimmer to a steel line trimmer that Lansdowne Moody exclusively sells, and it made it all go so much faster. I'm talking about 40 minutes to 15 minutes. Just having good tools makes such a huge difference. And the right tools are at Lansdowne Moody, which is Houston's outdoor power equipment specialist. So Lansdowne has chosen to only offer steel tools because when it comes down to it, not only is steel tools the best-selling brand in America, but it's also the number one rated for power, for quality, and even repair ability. So talking about chainsaws, hedge trimmers, line trimmers, pressure washers, all that stuff still has a great tool for what you need to do. Different things from super heavy duty to lower level stuff. You know, I've used them at all of the professional sites I've worked at because they work so well. And that's, again, why Lansdowne Moody has chosen to sell just them. But what's so cool about shopping at Lansdowne Moody is that you get there and you buy, you choose the chainsaw, the steel chainsaw you want, but you're not buying a box, right? They assemble it for you. They even have you hold it and will make some adjustments just for your size. They register it. So that means you don't have to fill out the warranty. They're going to fill that out and register it and you'll be good to go. And they'll make sure that it's serviced and running well. So I don't know if you've ever gotten a tool and tried to set it up, made sure it was oiled and all that stuff, but that's not something you got to worry about if you're shopping at Lansdowne Moody. You also don't have to worry about not dealing with knowledgeable employees or excellent tools, because they specialize in those two things. So you can save time and frustration. You can actually make gardening fun again by using better tools. So it's a big deal to me to use good tools. And I learned that the hard way by using bad ones. So go to Lansdowne Moody, check out the good stuff they've got. And they're conveniently located all over Houston, especially on your side. They East Freeway, just before 610 East, Bellway 8, just south of 59, Webster, Conroe, Splendora, Hockley, all over the place. Or if, you know, you didn't want to memorize that list, just go to their website and you can find the location nearest to you, lmtractor.com. Woo, all right. Diane Bolanowski here with me on Home Show Garden Pros, answering gardening questions, 713-572-4610. We'd love to help you answer your garden question or just hear what's on your mind. And Robert, you're back on Home Show Garden Pros. I guess we had a delay. Hey, Robert, how's it going?
No problem. Great. Had a question. I live in Meyerland, and I've got mature trees. I've got a live oak, a white oak, a pine tree, and a hackberry. And I've been composting their leaves with cow manure for the past 30 years. The compost pile is around the base of my pecan tree. And I was just wondering, should I move it to another area of the yard, or is that okay?
I think that's okay. As long as it's not too close to the base of the tree or the trunk of the tree, I think it's fine as long as you're turning it and, it's breaking down. What do you think, Danny?
I think it should actually be good for the tree, frankly.
Yeah.
The only danger I would have is how much cow manure. That ratio needs to be pretty heavy on the tree side. Other than that, I think it's probably good for the tree.
I had 2 bags of cow manure every year. Once all the leaves have dropped and I pile them up and I turn them, I throw in 2 bags of cow manure and then turn it again. And, it's really healthy. I mean, it's plenty of organisms in there.
That's awesome. Well,
that sounds great.
I definitely am a fan of keeping home compost operations in the shade. And so that's one plus. And plus, you're inviting all those earthworms and other kind of microarthropods and maybe even things that eat earthworms to that site. So really cool. Really cool setup you got there. So no, I think you're good, Robert. Thank you.
Hey, okay, thank you.
Hey, were you able to hear the lawn advice that Diane gave right after your call last time?
Yep.
Okay, great.
Yes, I was. Thank you.
You bet. Thanks a lot, Robert.
Bye.
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 Diane, I'm a huge fan of got a little sounds happening. Huge fan of home composting. I think it's such a great thing to do to reduce all kinds of waste that might be leaving. And huge fan of that. And there are a lot of different systems that can be used for sure, right?
Right. And to me, the most beautiful thing is leaf mold compost. Mm-hmm. So don't waste that. I once moved into a house that had a pond and lots of established trees, and the leaf mold compost there was just like gold. It was very exciting for me, of course, but I'm a soil geek. And so, compost is essential. And in my opinion, you can never make enough. So it's great to make compost at home. Making it at home and, purchasing it for additional applications is really important, because it's really the best thing you can do for your garden.
Absolutely. And even mixing some really nice stuff in with your home compost can actually do a pretty good job of kind of integrating good microbes in there, upping your home stuff too. I think that's a great thought. All right, Diane Bolanowski here on Home Show Garden Pros, 713-572-4610. Got a kind of a full board here. So, Bob, we see you. Ocho, Brian, Richard. We're going to get to all you guys here on Home Show Garden Pros.
The Arborgate has every plant, flower, and gift imaginable. Hi, I'm Beverly. One visit and you will see we're a premier destination for gardening enthusiasts. Our nursery is stocked with everything you'd expect to find, plus display gardens and dedicated rose and herb houses. The Arborgate is the only place you'll find that famous 1-2 punch, organic soil complete and organic blend plant food. Our two gift shops are overflowing with original art, gifts, and home decor. Take an ordinary journey to an extraordinary place. Visit us in Tomball or online at arborgate.com. arborgate.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
This is Home Show Garden Pros. This is the show we talk about gardening. Love digging deep into those gardening questions. And we have the great opportunity to get a question answered by the Yard Geek. So Bob Patterson is here with us now from Southwest Fertilizer.
Good morning, Danny.
Can I ask you a question?
I'm here. Let's go.
Okay, here we go. This is from Barb in Linkwood. Barb is asking, what is the difference in a winterizer fertilizer and a regular lawn fertilizer that she uses in the spring and the summer? How important is feeding the lawn in the fall?
We're answering that question a lot the last few days as we go into the fall season.
Tis the season.
Yes. On any lawn fertilizer schedule you get from me or from anyone else, you're going to find the last application of the year is usually a winterizer or a fall special or something labeled like that. Mm. Very simply, the middle and the last number of the fertilizer analysis, which is phosphorus and potash, is bumped up a little bit. Number one, help root development. That's what phosphorus does. It helps the plant be more hardy, protect against diseases and cold weather, and that's what the potassium does, or the potash. So keep in mind that just because the grass is dormant on top during the wintertime, those roots are continuing to grow, and you need to keep them fed. So a fall fertilizer or a winterizer will put that lawn to bed for the wintertime and do a great job. Another thing you want to, which most people don't think about, is during the winter season, just because it's not growing, they don't water. But no, if we are dry for an extended period during the winter, we do need to turn that sprinkler on every once in a while just to keep those roots happy.
And I think people forget so quickly that the roots matter so much for all the plant health.
You'll see a quicker green up in the springtime, I promise you, if you use a good winterizer.
Well, that's a really great word there.
Folks, if any of you need help with any yard problem, please grab a photo or a sample and bring it into us here at Southwest Fertilizer. We have organic and synthetic solutions for almost any situation. We're easy to find, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick. Or if you have a question, email me at yardgeek@homeshowgardenpros.com.
Well, I appreciate your time. I enjoy listening to you every Saturday.
Saturday and Sunday mornings, it's the Sport of Home Improvement on Sports Radio 610.
The leaves kind of reddish and turned in funny directions.
The Home Show Garden Pros get you growing Saturday morning 7 till 9.
What makes a really good faucet?
Then Saturday and Sunday mornings, Tom Tynan helps you go from home improvement to-dos to done.
We're adding a room onto our house.
The Home Show Garden Pros. Home Show Radio. Weekends on Sports Radio 610.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.